Welcome on in to the Miami Last Stop Podcast. I'm your host, Jumpman Zach 305, and I'm joined by my co-host, Saeed. And we're pleased to be joined by James Mond.
James, what's going on?
Man, nothing, doing great.
So, first and foremost, thank you for coming on with us. We appreciate your time, and you know, we just want to get to know a little bit about you, and what you got going on, man. First question is, how have you been keeping busy with the quarantine going on?
With the quarantine, you know, like they have some couple, like there's fields by me that are open, and me, all my friends, we'll just go out there, work out, come back inside, do our push-ups or whatever, and then just do our work. Because, like, I mean, even though it's quarantine, you're not supposed to go outside. Like, I have to get in my work, because if not, I'm not going to be as good as I need to be when it's time to play on the field.
Okay. Question, like, growing up, man, like, is there any particular school or players, like, you really rooted for, like, growing up?
Growing up, I mean, I used to like Florida State, but eventually I became a Miami fan.
Okay.
My favorite players growing up was, I'll say, I used to watch Ed Reed a lot, Champ Bailey, Richard Sherman, of course. Those are just a couple of my role models that growing up.
Okay, and you play cornerback, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so like, who do you say you kind of model your game after, man? Because you named some pretty good cornerbacks right there.
I feel like I model my game after Deion Sanders, because every time I touch the ball as a pick, I'm trying to score.
Oh man, yo, you know Deion is the GOAT, so you try to be the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. How about Revis? Do you like Revis?
Yeah, I like Darrell Revis.
See, like, I never saw really Deion play back in the day. That was a little bit before my time. But Revis, man, Revis to me is the best DB I've seen. Him and Ed Reed are the two best DBs I've seen growing up to me. So you just got a Miami offer last week, right?
Yes, sir.
And you said Miami was kind of your team, like the team you rooted for growing up. So I know you said you were a Miami fan. How did it feel getting that Miami offer?
Like, all right, so like with me and Miami, I was going to a couple of games. You know, I was talking to coaches, but kind of like on and off. And then like out of nowhere, my coach had texted me. He was like, Coach Romp wants you to call him. He's going to offer you. So then I had to call Coach Rump. He was talking to me. He said he loves my game. He loves the way I play. And he was like, we want to offer you a full scholarship to University of Miami. And I was in shock because, like, I didn't think it was real.
Are your parents Miami fans?
Nah. They're Florida State fans.
They're Florida State fans? How did they feel when you got that Miami offer?
They were excited. They just, as long as I go to college for free, they really don't mind.
Okay, so talk to us about last season. Like, how do you feel your last season, your sophomore year went for you?
Like the last season I just played in?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it went great. I mean, like freshman year, I just came in trying to learn the system, learn the game. Sophomore year, I did better than I actually thought I was going to do.
Yeah.
I ended up getting 5 picks in the first 5 games with 3 pick sixes. And after that, they didn't throw the ball my way anymore, so it kind of got boring.
Yeah. So so what was your mindset going into last season? You said you kind of surprised yourself how good you were playing. Like, did you think, like, hey, man, like, I might play good, or did you go in knowing, hey, I'm about to,
Like, I really prepare myself off the off season, you know. My dad, he played Division I ball, so it's like it's instilled in my family. So it's just like it just came natural. Like, I know I was going to do good, but it just showed on the field better than I thought it would happen in my mind.
So what do you think played into that most? Was it like film study? Was it
film study. Okay. All the work I put in over summer, all the work I put in when the lights are off.
Okay, that's awesome, man. So what's your mindset going into this season? Like, what are your expectations of this season? What are your goals?
My mindset going in for this season is I have to do better than last season. Because junior year, I feel like this year I'm trying to go in. I want to have a 10-pick season. I want to have 7 return punt return touchdowns. I just feel like I just want to go off this year.
I feel you, man. Criticism, okay? Do you pay attention to criticism? Do you or do you just ignore it, or does criticism like fuel you to get better?
If it's like coach's criticism, then I'll take that and use it. But if it's like someone like a fan or something, I really don't try to dabble into that because I just feel like there's no point of me like arguing with the fan. It's just pointless. But I definitely take coach's criticism.
Okay. I know some people, some of the greats, like Michael Jordan or Kobe, they use or LeBron, they use like Skip Bayless criticizing them over, they use that as fuel. I know some of those guys use that. Okay. Who's the best wide receiver you faced so far?
The best wide receiver in my county, he had committed to, I think he committed to Oregon. He had before facing me, nobody threw to my side after those first 5 games. And it was just a big matchup, like the whole year before we played each other, everyone's me versus him. Then I went into that game like, damn, I have to go all out. And I end up locking him down. He went 0-10, no catches.
Damn. Is your schedule out for this season yet?
No, but I have it on my phone.
Okay. I'm not saying any names, but is there anyone you're kind of like circling, or any game you're circling this season?
I would say probably Egali and who else? That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. 4-star wide receiver. I like to see myself match up with him.
Okay. Do you talking about 4-stars or whatever, or 3-stars or 5-stars? Do you like really pay attention to that stuff?
No, I really don't pay attention to it. I feel like it's just hype because I've won against a bunch of people with 5-stars and 4-stars as a freshman and locked them down. So I just feel like the stars kind of thing is overrated. It's just about when you get on the field, are you going to be better than me?
Yeah, and I think the majority of NFL players are with 3-stars.
Exactly.
So, like, future goals. Like, what are some of your future goals?
Some of my future goals is to go to college, come in as a freshman, play or start, get a master's degree in medical.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Like, with the medical field, you will always have a job.
Yep.
Hey, Zach, you got any questions, Zach?
Yeah. So what age of football did you start playing?
I started playing football around 5.
Cool, man.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, James, man, yo, I appreciate it, man. You have any shout outs, or do you wanna say anything?
Y'all can go follow me on Instagram at @2Hollywood.